Tuesday, April 9th. Today, I had a meeting with Mr. Zimmerman, the advisor of our school newspaper, about the advice column I secretly write, Just Ask Miss Know-It-All. Since my week had been a complete nightmare, I half expected him to fire me on the spot. I nervously poked my head into his office. Hi, Mr. Zimmerman, you wanted to see?
No! I don't want any, he yelled. Now get out of my office!
I'm so sorry, I gasped and turned to leave.
Wait a minute, Nikki. You can come in, but not those kids who smell like Doritos and video games, he muttered.
Mr. Zimmerman is actually a nice teacher. He's just very, weird. It took me a while to get used to his high-strung personality and the fact that he spirals through at least 5 different moods daily, which means I never quite know which one I'm going to have to deal with. I slowly peeked inside his office again to find him slumped over his desk with sunglasses on. His office was messy with stacks of paper piled everywhere. He gestured for me to have a seat, so I timidly walked over and sat down.
Please don't walk so loudly. I have a splitting headache, he grumbled.
I'm really sorry, I stammered. I didn't know.
Yes, you did. I just told you a few seconds ago. I said, please don't walk so loudly. I have a splitting headache. Don't you remember?
Okay then, I said, and quickly changed the subject. Anyway, I'm here because you wanted to see me about my Miss Know-It-All column. I hope everything is okay.
Actually, your advice column is more popular than ever. You're on your way to becoming the next Oprah. Keep up the good work.
Then he explained that to make it easier to answer the large volume of mail I was receiving, he had arranged for the computer club to design a Miss Know-It-All website. So now, students needing advice can either leave a handwritten letter in one of my help boxes located around the school, or email me. Thanks to Mr. Zimmerman, I have my very own Miss Know-It-All website. This is actually great news, although it's about time something went right for once in my life. Mr. Zimmerman said that Lauren, his intern, would also scan the handwritten letters and email them to me to be stored on the website. This will make my job a lot easier. Then he reached into his pocket and handed me a crumpled up post-it note.
Now, here's the info for your site. Your user ID is on the second line and your password is on the third line.
To-do list. Number 1, buy milk. Number 2, yoga class at 7 p.m.
This is highly sensitive information, so guard it with your life. And if you don't, you're automatically fired, he said solemnly.
Fired? I gulped. Really?
Yes, really. It took me almost 4 hours to set up that user ID and password. And now I can't find my to-do list. It'll be easier and less time-consuming for me to just fire you than spend another 4 hours setting up new ones. So please, don't mess this up.
I wanted to mention that it looked to me like my user ID and password were his to-do list. But since Mr. Zimmerman was already having a rough day with his headache and all, I didn't want to risk upsetting him again. So I just smiled, thanked him, and stuck the note in my pocket. Then, using my new user ID and password, we logged into the website and he explained how everything worked. I can't wait to start answering letters using the new site. Working on my advice column is going to be more fun than ever.
Is there anything else? He finally asked, glancing at his Ninja Turtles clock on the wall.
No, I don't think so, I answered. But I want to thank you again for my new Miss Know-It-All site.
You're very welcome, Mr. Zimmerman said, adjusting his sunglasses and slumping back into his chair. Now get out of my office! I've wasted enough time talking to you, and I still have to find my missing to-do list.
Anyway, after our meeting, I was absolutely certain about one thing. The man is more nutty than a Reese's peanut butter cup. But you gotta love him. Anyway, I'm really happy that my advice column is going so well, even though the rest of my life is in shambles. OMG, I just got the most brilliant idea. I should write a letter to Miss Know-It-All. Then maybe I'll give myself great advice on how I can solve all my own personal problems. Note to self, extremely important info. Miss Know-It-All advice column website. User ID 1 buy milk. Password 2 yoga class at 7 p.m. Remember to guard this with your life, or you're automatically fired.